That there was a bunch of things out here that have print and echo, and they're worth taking a look at. I'm going to go over a few of them, but it's worth you taking a look at them just to see how the print and the echo work. And that's under second group. Let's see, second. Even got it. Okay, the big thing that you want to watch out for is the single quotes. And things like I've got up there the slash slash print and said this doesn't, the slash slash making it a comment, this doesn't work. So I said BR on the two that have the slash slash. BR using echo, welcome to, comma, and then school. And I said this doesn't work in print, but it works fine in echo. So having those two things, yeah. I'm doing just fine, thank you. You were a little late telling me that. There we go. But if you go through those and just look at how they work, I think it will help you in playing around with this. Okay. Huh? Yeah, I think it's coming. But if you go in and look at it, hopefully you can bring it up.
No? I'm in 20 minutes. I'm not even.
You're not even on? Okay.
There. What are you in now?
I'm in second group, and I brought up print and echo. For you, basically, what I want you to do is take a look at it and work on those on your own. I'm not going to go through all of the combinations, but I just wanted to bring that up and show you and tell you that I think you should go through these. The thing you have to be cautious of is that sometimes you don't get it to translate. So here I'm getting dollar sign school, and it is printing out the dollar sign school as opposed to printing out BCC, which is what I assigned to dollar sign school. Okay, so if you're seeing the dollar sign school as opposed to the BCC, then pretty much you know that you haven't got it right and that it's not working. You also have to watch with single quotes as opposed to the double quote. Okay, they're much more peculiar on single quotes, much more particular on single quotes than they are on double quotes. So basically what I'm suggesting is I'd like you to go through this, but I'm not going to go through it one line at a time and look at it. But at some point I would like you to go through that and just kind of see the different idiosyncrasies in print. and Echo. Okay. So from there, what I want to do today is third group. And third group is if statements, and we need to turn off the lights too. And again, if you bring these up and keep them on your system, then you can look at this a lot more easily and see how it's working than as if you are trying to read up here. So, you know, group three was up, and if you take them, it works a lot better. Notice on these, I have the name having a number in them. So those are kind of the order that I did them on. So I have numbers over here at the side that I went in and added, basically, because I couldn't figure out which ones to do in what order. So essentially, those are your simple statements. So I'm going to look at the simple if, which is simply a if statement. And we're going to make this come on. So that's my simple if. And for you who've had JavaScript, it looks a lot like the way you set it up in JavaScript. So I defined a variable called amount, and I put 555 in it. And I defined a variable called answer, and I put 0 in it. For all of these, I'm defining variables and not taking in the user input because I just wanted to play with the if statements. And you can go in and change the variables if you want to see what happens in different situations.
Which program is this?
This one is simple if underscore one.
Okay,
and then I will little by little move through some of the numbers, but I'm not, again, going to look at them all. It's a matter of you can go through and check them if you have questions. So I've got the curly braces enclosing the things that I want to do. And so I said answer equals $amount times 10. Okay, so if amount is greater than 500, it does that. If amount is not greater than 500, I've done nothing because I don't have any else statement. Okay, so if I go and bring this up. Okay, so what's the address that I have to bring it up? I have to go to cisweb.bristolcc.edu/tilde, your username, and then I go into the directories. Okay, so that gave me the simple answer of 5,550. Okay, so that's a simple if statement. Presumably, you have all been exposed to this at some point. If anybody hasn't, let me know. But if you've taken either CIS 120 or some programming language. Okay, number two, which is down at the bottom, has the if else. Okay, so that's all we're looking for again, is the simple if else. Whoops, that's not what I wanted to do. Okay, so this one is called Simple YNFY. Okay, whatever. Okay, so this has the Simple YN. And again, I can change these numbers. My first one said if amount is greater than 5,000, and it is. And then if I change this number and make amount 2,000 and save it and then do a refresh, I am going to get 2,000 times 5 or 10,000. So you can basically play with these and see what's happening. Okay, so I have the calculation and the echo. Then if you go in, I've got the ands and the ors, and you can go and look at some of them. I've got a simple and. And I've got an and with two decisions. I think I'll try that, number 6. Okay. So, what will happen if this is not A? If the code is not A, what will happen? If it's not equal to A.
Oh, it's not going to do anything.
It's not going to do anything. Okay. If you look at the flowchart on this, you're starting out and you're saying, okay, is it A? And if it is A, then I'm going in and saying, is it greater than 5,000? And if it is, then I'm doing the okay. If not, I'm doing the problem. But I have nothing going on with the no over here. That just goes straight down. There's nothing going on there. Okay. So what you have to do is take a look. This is the if, and those two go together. And essentially, if it's equal to A, then I'm going to handle that stuff that's inside those two curly braces. If it's not, if it is not equal to A, I'm going to just drop out. I have nothing going on. If I wanted to do something, if it wasn't A, then I should have put in an else for that as well. Okay, so I'm checking for A, and if it's A, then I'm checking for his amount greater than 5,000. If it is, I've got some stuff to do, else I've got some other stuff to do. Okay. Notice again the equal comparison, which is the same that you saw in JavaScript. When you're doing comparison, you're using a double equal. Okay. So when I'm doing the comparison, I've got a double equal. I want to compare these two things. If I have a single equal, it is an assignment. So assign okay to message. It's an assignment. So the single equal is doing an assign, and the double equal is doing a compare. Okay, what's the comfort level? How many people are comfortable with this? Okay. So, if I do this one and put in the, let's see, simple and two decimal. whatever my names are. Two decisions, I guess that was. Okay, so that's a problem because I have A, an amount is not greater than 5,000, so it's a problem. If I come in here and I change the A to a B, so I'm doing an assignment, I'm assigning a B, and I save it, and I do a refresh, notice I'm getting nothing. Okay? At least for me, this makes me stop and think, do I really want to ever have the nothing come up? Because very honestly, if I look at it and see a blank screen, I'm going to wonder if the program's working. So it would be better to put another else in there and have the else for if it's equal to A. Okay. Questions? Okay. 7, I have added that. Okay, so number 7, I added something that it says bad code. Okay, so if you run that one, simple and 2 decimal, both underscore 7. I really need to come up with a better way. Okay, and this gets me the bad code because I've now added in another else. So these two go together, and the smart board has said that's enough. These two have gone together, these two go together. So if inventory code equals A, I do all of this, else I do that. Okay. So if I run this one, this is bad code. Because I put in a B, and so it immediately goes to the else and puts out bad code. Okay. I did this in 2 steps, setting a message and then saying echo message. Obviously, it would have probably been a lot more effective if I had put the echo outside the if. But I kept everything together. But the echo outside the if means it only has to generate the code to display it once, as opposed to generating the code multiple times. Okay. When I get to compound, I think 9 is a compound, I believe. Yes. Where I've got the and. So I've said if inventory code equals A and amount is greater than 5,000, okay, otherwise it's a problem. So I've made this a compound now. Okay. The double and, again, like JavaScript, the double and ampersand is an and the double pipe is an or. Okay, so I've got my and there. And if I go and look at a simple or, Let's try 14. Yes. Okay, 14 has the simple or. If inventory code equals A, or amount is greater than 5,000, put out okay, otherwise put out problem. Okay. Fifteen is an and or. Okay. So, again, what happens on this one if it's not an A?
Looks like nothing.
It's nothing again. So, this one is going to have, yep. I'm asking, is it an A? If it is, I'm asking, is amount first greater than 500? If it is, I'm dealing with okay. If I take a no, then what am I asking? Right. I'm asking, is amount second greater than 200, and if it is, I'm putting out again, okay. Okay. There's three ifs and only one else, so I have two no's that have nothing happening on them. Okay, because I have basically got only one else. And when I see an else, then I know that I am dealing with what to do if there is an M. If I don't see an else, then that means I'm not dealing with that. Okay. Questions? I suspect if I go on to 16, I want to make sure I captured that. If I go on to 16, I have put it in one single if. Okay? So now what happens if the code isn't A? I'm not going to believe you that you know what you're doing if you don't tell me this. You don't know it.
It's not A.
Huh?
I can't even get the message.
It's going to display A in the message.
If it's
A.
If it's not A.
Oh, if it's not A, then it's not going to be A.
Right. This is one of those situations where, again, I have to look at the symbols. And is two ampersands, right?
Yep.
Or is two pipes.
Yep.
What gets resolved first, ands or ors?
I'm assuming ands because you had to put parentheses around the or.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Ands get resolved before ors. Okay? You can change the order by putting in the parentheses. So, really would love to know what makes it decide that it's not going to work unless I click in that particular spot. And then it decides that we'll work. So this is an and. This is an or. Ands get resolved before ors. And you can change the order with parentheses. So I can change the order with parentheses. So what I've got there is A and either amount first greater than 500 or amount second greater than 200. But A has to be true. Because I've said A and then it resolves the parentheses. Well, the parentheses say one of these two things have to be true. So it ends up being A and either of these. Okay? In this situation, the parenthesis really can be read as an either. So I'm saying A and either of those two things. Right? So the flowchart for this ends up being the exact same flowchart that I did a minute ago, where I'm saying, okay, it's got to be A, and then I'm saying, okay, as long as it's A, if the amount first greater than 500, do the okay. If not, is amount second greater than 200, and if it is, it's okay. And if I get a no to the A, I'm out. And if I get a no after I've given it, the two chances there, I'm out. So in other words, A has to be true. If it's not, I'm out. If it is, then I can say, okay, either of those will get me the okay message. Okay? But after I've tried them both and got no's to both of them, then I'm out. I'm not doing anything. Okay. If I add an else to this, then the else will be done whenever I've written the word out up there. Okay, the else will be executed whenever I get out if I put an else into it. So A has to be true. And if A is true, then if this is, first question is true, yes. If no, I've got a second chance. If the second chance is true, I've got okay. No, I'm up. Okay. And again, if I put an else in there, then the ones that say out would be handled with the else. Okay. Now, what happens if I take a parenthesis out of this? Then how does it read? If I take the parenthesis out, how does this read now?
It would have to be A, and the amount would have to be greater than 500. And
that expression then gets ored with and.
Right. So it's these two.
Yes.
Ah, patience is a virtue.
So the first two would have to be true, or the second amount, SMD,
right,
would have to be true.
So it has to be these two, or this.
stands alone, basically. And that one would work fine, too. So it's those two, or the stands alone, because ands get resolved before ors, which means those first two get put together, and the or stands alone. Because the only parentheses I have in there are around the condition for the if. The if wants to have the condition in parentheses. So that's the only parenthesis that I have left. So this one, now when I draw a flowchart for this, life's going to be a lot easier if I ask which question first. Pointing doesn't do me any good, Nick.
The amount second, right?
Yes. So if I ask, okay, is amount second greater than 200? If yes, it's okay. If it's no, then I've got to have both of those true. So I'm looking for if A is true, and if it is, then I'm looking is amount second greater than 200. If it is, then I'm okay. Okay. So I'm saying the first one or both of the second two. Okay. Because the order that I ask the questions is up to me. But when I have something that stands alone, then it's easier to ask that first. Otherwise, when I drew the flowchart, I would have to ask the A question. And if I got a no, then I have to ask about amount second. And ask the same question twice. I basically have to ask about amount second twice. So this one is out, and this one gets out, because I don't have an else on this. If I put an else on this, it would handle it. So again, if I ask the questions in the order that I have them up here, I'm saying, okay, is it A? Is amount first greater than 500? If the answer is yes to both of those, then it's okay. If it's no, I have to ask about amount second. And if it's no, I have to ask about amount second. So if I get a no to either of those, I have to ask about amount second, which is why I said it's easier to ask that question first. Okay? And this can get me an okay. And this can get me an okay. So if A and amount first is greater than 500, it's okay. But if both of those aren't true, I still have that standalone that I have to ask. Is amount second greater than? And I'm out wherever I didn't have something in before. I'm out. And again, if I put in an else, then the else gets handled where I've written the word out. Questions? You got it, Robin? You copy it, and that's why I was asking. But this will be up tonight, so I'm making it go away.
Actually, before I make it go away, I'm going to put the parenthesis back in. Okay, so 17 in 17, I put problem in one of them. Okay. So again, what happens if amount code isn't equal to A?
Nothing.
Nothing. Okay. If amount first isn't greater than 500, then I go to the it's else. If amount second isn't greater than 200, I go to its else. But if code isn't A, I have no else to go to. Okay. And if I look at 18, now what happens if code isn't A? I have to display code problem.
Okay. And again, I put the curly braces this way. If you go and see examples, they don't do it the way I do it a lot. That I'm different. Okay, so you can choose to ignore the way I do it and do it the way you'll find in loads of samples, meaning that this curly brace right here is almost always out there. I like it this way, so I do it this way because it lines up for me nicely. I can see that these two go together, these two go together. These two go together, these two. And I can line the thing up and see very nicely where my curly braces are. Okay, so
it's not the way the rest of the world works. Feel free to do it the way the rest of the world works. And as I said, they tend to put the curly brace on the line. I know myself, and myself makes mistakes with curly braces if they're not clear. If I'm going to put it at the end of a line or the end of words, I'm going to lose track of it. So maybe it's just because I'm sloppy, but I need to have where my curly braces are pretty clear. Okay. So this lines them up, and I can see easily how it goes together. Okay. So on this one, I have an answer for everything. If it's A, I continue on. If not, I go to the else and put out code problem. If it's A, then I've got a, inside the if it's A, I'm saying, okay, now it's got to be this, else, this. Okay, and if it's neither of the ifs inside, then I'm going to put up the word problem.
So if you were to test a condition with a get statement, you basically put the get statement and the variable inside the conditional test for the if statement?
Yeah. I mean, okay, if I was going to do it with the get statement the way we are so far, the HTML is sending it over, and I would declare it as a variable right up at the top, so my gets would come in right up at the top.
Okay.
Okay. Now, we will look at doing it all on one page, but I don't want to go there today. But we will be doing that, where we can have a separate piece of code that takes in the data and then processes it and stay all in one page. But the kind of simple way of doing it is to have the standalone page to gather the data and then send it over. Could this one be made compound?
I you could combine the code and amount first and an and statement. So you could test both of those.
Yeah, but then I'm going to get... Notice I've got a different message for everything. And so if I combine those as an and statement, I want different things in the else. So I'm almost having to re-ask the question. Because if I combine those two and say if inventory code equals A and amount first is greater than 500, well, that's fine if they're both true. But if either one of them isn't true, I want different results. Because if a code is an A, I want to see code problem. If amount first isn't greater than 500, I want to save. I want to go and ask about amount second. When you see all of the messages being different, it's hard to combine them.
What if you use the variable and put it before the okay? Would that be... Yeah, I see what you're saying about asking twice.
Because if I combine those first two, then if I don't get a true, I gotta know which one it is that
right.
wasn't true. Because I've got different messages coming out. So when you see the fact that I want to process all of the messages differently, you're pretty much stuck with doing separate if statements or getting repetitive. Okay, number 19. Okay, that's actually the one that we won't even bother with that because that's what I did when I took out the parenthesis. That's number 19. I thought it was 20. Okay, if I get the same message on these two, I can combine them like this as well. I can say if code equals A, then check and see if either of those and give me an okay. But that's because I want the same message. Okay. And if I want to handle an error, how many else's do I need in this one? If I want to handle everything, how many else's do I need?
Just one.
Okay, well, where are you going to put it then?
At the bottom, you know, if it's not equal to A.
Okay.
That would be your out.
That's my else. And so I can have in here $message equals problem. And then I've got echo $message. But what happens if amount first?
You would need another one under the first.
Right. I need another else here so that I can say $message equals, and I can have a different message or I can have the same message. So now I've handled that. I've said if it's A, I'm fine. I will continue. And then I've said either of the other two have to be true. And if they are, then I've got an okay.
Okay, if either of the other two aren't true, then I drop down and put out a problem. And if the code is an A, I drop down and put out a problem. Okay.
So with using echo in this situation, is that just preference?
I like echo. I think it's easier to type. If you want to know the honest truth of why I like echo. Echo also has a few less idiosyncrasies.
Right, like it can handle multiple arguments if that was
that's right.
Situation.
It can handle multiples. It isn't as fussy about single versus double. Echo is just, I think, easier to work with. So I tend to use echo more than I use print. Okay. And if I write something and I don't get the same answer with print, I frequently try echo as my first try and see if I change print to echo, am I going to get the right result? Just be aware of the fact that print and echo have their own built-in peculiarities. And so if you're getting the wrong output, but you're getting output, take a look at print and echo, too. Don't just think it's something you did other places that's putting out. Take a look at print and echo. Okay, so on this one, I have now got it all settled. Okay, and if I wanted to do it all in one, okay, then I will say if inventory code equals A, and I'm bringing this stuff up, and amount greater than, and I need another parenthesis there, then message is okay, else, and I didn't have a curly brace at the bottom of that one. Okay. So if I combine it all in one and I want the error message, I'm saying if inventory code equals A and either of these is true, put out the message okay, else put out the message problem. And as I said, I prefer coding-wise to always have my else's in there, just so that I am being clear with the user as to what went on. If I just leave it hanging, then I've left the user hanging too. And so it's a lot better to use the echo and do that. And now I want to get out of this one without saving it. And let's see if I managed. Yep, I didn't save as I went along. Good. And I think that's it. So those are basically a series of statements. This one I also wanted to look at. It's called 14A, and then we're going to look at 9A. You can write the word or. So notice here I've written if code equals A and amount is greater than 5,000. I've got the word or. You don't usually see that. So this one is, let's see if I can manage to get it. Simple or comp yn underscore 14a.php. And I got okay, so it's working. Okay? No, it's not working. Yes, it is. It's an or. Okay, so if I change this to, let's say, 3,000, what should I get? Okay, problem. Because the code is an A, and amount is not greater than 5,000, so it takes the else. And I wanted to show you both sides of that to kind of prove that the OR is working. And then if you go into 9A, I have the and. Okay, so 9A has the and. I think I just saved that about 1,000 times. Simple and. Compare wire in 9A, maybe. Yes. So you can write the word and you can write the word or, but I can't tell you how rarely I've seen it. People tend to use the double ampersand and the double pipe. But it exists, and you can use the and you can use the word and you can use the word or. You just don't see them that often. Okay, we've got 15 minutes. I think I'm going to look at third group plus. Okay. These are basically some alternates. Okay, some alternate ways of doing things. So I'm going to third group plus PHP. And it's there if you want to download them, if you haven't already. Are you on yet, Robin, at all? Are you on?
Managing, but not the right way. I'll
Okay. Okay, so I've got these examples. I'm going to do them alphabetically. Alternate if structure. Okay. This has an else if. Else if being put together as one command. So I have an else if. Okay? Sometimes in some languages they leave out the E when they write else if. Here they keep the E if they write else if. So I am saying if the code equals A, my message is going to be code is A. Else if it's B, else if it's C, else is if there's nothing else. And then I have an end if. This looks a lot more like what you see in the non-C languages, I think. I don't know C well enough. Does C have this structure or not? I don't think it does, but those of you who know C better than I. Okay. So I've got an if, and notice the colons at the end of each one. If it's an A, put out that message. Else if it's a B, put out a message. Else if it's a C, then the else has the colon after it. Then I put out the message, code is not A, B, or C, and I have an end if. And then I did the echo message outside the if statement so that it is only generating that code once. So if I come in here, and this is third group plus, and this one is called alt if structure dot PHP. And it says code is C. Okay. if I come over here and change this to M and save it and execute, I get the message code is not A, B, or C.
So when I changed it to M, I'm getting the message, the else message. Okay. Again, it's not a structure I see a lot in PHP, but it exists and you can use it. It's similar to a case structure, basically, but it's using an else if. Now, there is a true case structure in PHP that we'll look at in a minute, or Thursday, depending on where we get. But this is set up kind of like a case structure, because I'm basically saying, okay, is it... I'm saying if it's A, then I'm putting out code is A. If the answer's no, then I'm saying, okay, is it B? And if it is, I'm putting out code is B. And if the answer's no, I'm saying, okay, is it C? Putting out code is C. And then I'm putting over here my problem message, which is code is not A, B, or C. Okay. So it's a case structure where I'm saying, okay, if it's an A, do this, if it's a B, do this, if it's a C, do this. If you've got that kind of case structure, then this is an easier way to write it than to write a whole bunch of if statements, because you've got the else if works a little bit easier. And I've got all the curly braces gone.
Does using the colon only work in this situation?
Funny, I think, well, let's try. I think you can do it other places.
It looks like it kind of replaces the bracket.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And I'm trying to remember. And it's funny because I was thinking the same thing as you said it. Yeah. And there is the one with this plain ifs. I was pretty sure that was the next one. So this is the one with the plain ifs.
Where I'm saying if it's an A and the colon is taking the place, as you said, of the curly braces.
So much easier.
Okay, now what I want to try, though, because to be honest, you're probably right that it's so much easier, but I also don't use it because that's not what you usually see in PHP. But let's try something. I want to make sure that I can have multiple things in here. So I'm going to put in the echo $ message. Because sometimes there are problems when you want to put multiple things in. In other words, most languages let you get away without the curly braces if you only have one thing to say. It's not recommended because you're going to go back and add a second thing sooner or later. But that's why I want to double check this and see if I can do the echoes in here. Yeah, right. What I can't do. Okay, anybody see any errors I made? Okay, this is alt structure 1. looks like it works.
That looks like more like pseudocode with the and ifs in
yes.
there.
Yes. No, it definitely does. As I said, it's not the structure you're going to see very often. Okay, that bothers me. Wait a minute, I guess I didn't save it, so that's why it bothers me. Yep. So it's working fine with multiple things in there. Okay, because now I've gone in and I've put in multiple things on each line. And if it was going, if the colon was going to have idiosyncrasies, it would be not allowing more than one thing. And so as soon as we add the second thing, it becomes clear that it understands.
Okay.
Now, is it necessary to have those end ifs?
Yes.
With the colon?
So yes.
With the colon, you have to manually close the if structure.
I believe so. We can certainly try it not, but I believe. So, yes. And let's see what happens if we take out a colon. Okay. Didn't like it when I took out the colon either. And I put the colon back in. And it likes it. So, there is another structure that, yes, it avoids curly braces. And this one, which is called if compare one, and then we are out of time. And it's giving me code is B, and if I change it to a C, it gives me code is C. If you only have one thing, you can get away without the curly braces. And basically what I did there, which is why you see the blank lines, is I had curly braces and I went in and took them out. Okay. So if there is only one thing, you can avoid the curly braces. And this is strongly not recommended because essentially you think there's only going to be one thing and then you change your mind. You shouldn't plan on just having one thing. The person that then has to add the five other things on each thing is going to curse you because they've got to put in the curly braces as opposed to you. So this isn't recommended, but it does work. And it worked in JavaScript as well when we were looking at that. See, folks? Yes, no?
Not far enough into it yet.
Okay. Anybody that's on taking a lot of C?
C.
C++.
I've had a lot of programming.
Okay, so does this work in C++ is what I want to know.
Oh.
In other words, I know it works in JavaScript. I know it works here where you can remove the curly braces if you are only doing one thing.
I'm not 100% certain.
Okay. That's your homework.
Okay.
Check it out and let me know. Because I'm curious as to whether that works or not. But it does work here, that if you've only got one thing, it's okay. All righty, we're done. We're going to finish up if statements on Thursday, presumably. Actually, we're going to do it either way, because if we're not here, we're doing it online. Okay, we are not... We're ignoring the fact that the school cancels. We're not canceling. Okay, so assume that any snow is going to be covered online. Because at this rate, we may not see a full week until spring.
It's a trade-off for having 70 degrees a little summer.
I just did a quick Google search, and it looks like yes.
It looks like yes. And probably not highly recommended there any more than it's recommended anywhere.
Right.
But you should at least know that you can cheat.
Right.
All righty.